Coming up,
yeah.
I've got my film review.
Looking forward
it's
to it.
It's a great one. It's a great Lovely. Film. I've got Song for the Lovers any minute now.
Sure.
And
probably loads more chat.
Yeah, there will be. PJ Harvey, This Is Love, XFM 104.9. It's Ricky Gervais Show, isn't it?
With Steve Merchant.
Yeah, but you're going to keep quiet now, Steve, because I've got to do my world-famous film review.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. I know you criticise it, because I do sort of like films that aren't on, you know, current release, or that I sort of just do the plot, or, you know, but, you know...
Have you taken that criticism on board?
I have.
Good.
This week's Ricky Gervais film review is Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book?
Yeah.
That was made in, what, 1968?
I don't know, but listen, shut up, right? It's a good review, right? Right, for people who either have heard it or haven't, you know, you might learn something.
Sure.
Because it's sort of my take on it.
Has the review begun yet, or...?
No. It's good from now, yeah?
Okay, go.
Right, the little kid, he's in the jungle, right? But he knows the bear and the panther, they're good friends. But... it's dangerous because you got to watch out the tiger and the snake. Now, the reason is they don't mind him, but he's human and he can make fire. They can't. That's why he's sort of in demand. Even though they've conquered the power of speech, they can't make fire. But, and then the orangutan gets him. Now, he's in trouble. But the bear puts coconuts on and makes himself look like it. Then they fall off. They've got to get away. But then he meets a girl and then they're not, you know...
Okay. Do you write these yourself?
Yeah.
Or you don't get a professional to do it? Right.
No.
Okay. And what would you give that one out of five?
It's 9.
That's a 9 out of 5. Strong review there. A strong film then for you.
Well, again.
And you'd recommend that for friends and family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just on video or DVD or in the cinema.
Okay, good. All right. And the film again was?
Jungle Book.
Jolly good. All right, thanks very much for that.
Well, now it's time for Song for the Lovers. This is the Smiths. And last night I dreamt that somebody loved me.
Good. Okay, cool. Yeah, lovely.
I forgot.
Go on.
The elephants.
Oh, well, that's going to ruin it for everyone. They won't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. Smiths. Lovely song. Mm. Last night I dreamt somebody loved me.
Beautiful.
Song for the Lovers there on XFM 104.9. Can't believe I forgot the elephants. That was a key
element of the review.
Really?
Yeah. Don't let it get you down, Rick. I know how these things depress you if you've not done the film review as best you could.
Yeah.
That kind of winds you up.
Yeah.
You stew about it.
Steve, it's time for my world-famous film review.
People love it.
Yeah.
How can I just ask, before you crack on with the film review, I notice you often do films that people have already seen.
Well, you see, that's what I mean. That's why I think your film review failed, because people didn't know what film you're talking about. They hadn't seen it.
Yes.
See, there was mine. I picked ones they've seen. Sure.
When a lot of people would say that the benefit of a film review was the fact that they hadn't seen it yet, so they were going to make up their mind based on that review.
I don't know who'd say that.
I prefer Rickers.
Okay.
See?
All right, Carl. See, there you are again, being nasty to me.
No, it's because he's got a choice.
All right, anyway, so my point is that how would you hope people would use your reviews? Right?
However they want, really.
Okay.
So...
would you hope that they'd maybe seen the film but they hadn't yet made up their mind?
Whether they liked it or
whether
not.
Whether they liked it
or not. This is, up to them. This is, you know, this is for everyone. It's easy.
So if someone said... because I think, was it... you did... one of your most famous ones, I think, was One for the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Now, that came out, I think, in 1975.
Yeah.
So maybe some people saw it in 1975, haven't yet made up their mind as to what they thought
of
it.
Yeah, now this put them straight and to look for next time, maybe.
Okay.
Ready? Ricky Gervais film review.
Sure.
Review. Right? Chosen Rain Man.
Rain Man, okay. Now, this has been on TV quite a few times, and it was a multiple Oscar winner.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, okay, right. Rain Man, it's got Tom Cruise in it, and he's all right, he's normal, but he finds out he's got a brother who's a bit mad. Dustin Hoffman is doing it, right? And it's meant to be. He's all weird, but he's meant to be, so it's good acting. Now, he needs to keep his brother, but they don't want him to have a brother, and... he doesn't remember a lot, but he dropped him in the bath and burnt him when he was a little clumsy idiot. But then he finds out he can make a bit of money, so they get the same suits, and they go, bet two for good, well, because he's got special powers, so he can know what the roulette. He wins that, and he drops some toothpicks. He knows how many there are. And he recognises the waitress he just threw through the book. He's got all his football cards, don't put them out of order, don't go in the telephone box with him, he smells, and get him back in time for Jeopardy or watch it. Anyway, then they slap his head and get worried. Qantas don't crash, so he's got... all that, and in the end he doesn't, I don't think, but at least they've met each other.
Yeah. Of course, Rain Man, a film about autism, which is strangely appropriate, I think, when you're reviewing it.
Anyway.
What would you give it out of 10?
Oh, 9.
Okay. Thanks very much for that. Were you useful?
Mm.
Yeah? Have you seen the film before?
No, I will now.
Okay, jolly good. Well, excellent.
Muse on XFM 104.9. It's actually a very show, isn't it?
With Steve Merchant.
Yeah, we're all here. I can't wait.
I can't believe it.
We've got some great stuff coming up, Steve. I'm being honest.
Go on.
There's some great tunes.
Yep.
We've got, there's too many to mention.
Don't mention them.
Well, there's about 20, actually.
Is there?
We could mention them.
Looking forward to them.
I've got a brand new feature as well. You know, I'll do a film with you.
Loving it.
And, we do Run for the Covers and Song for the Lovers and all that. Got a new feature.
Go on.
That film sounds good.
Right.
It's not the film review. It's a track from a film.
That's brilliant, Rick.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
That film amazing. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Something like that.
People will be desperate to look forward to that.
And there'd just be some chat as well.
There'd just be some nattering.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Womack across 110th Street. It's great, isn't it?
That's a lovely feature,
and that's the first feature. Ooh, that film sounds good.
Brilliant.
Yeah?
Brilliant, yeah.
I'm thinking of actually bringing out maybe a compilation of...
I'd love to hear it.
Song... for the lovers.
What sort of things can we hear, can we expect in the future? Because I know you're a big fan. This is brilliant. He bought, the soundtrack to the film Braveheart, which is just explain, which is just kind of big orchestrated numbers, right?
James
and
Horner.
As far as he's concerned, that's classical music. He's got a classical music CD in his collection. It's the music from Braveheart.
I sit there and I think, I'd probably sort of lead my people's, you know.
He's obsessed with Braveheart. He actually sort of relates to William Wallace. He actually thinks, that's the sort of thing I'd be doing.
Yeah, it is. No.
What was it you were working out to the other day as well? He's got like a personal gymnast or whatever. What's it called? Is it a gym expert? A trainer?
No,
you've got a personal...
I box with this bloke.
Yeah, he goes boxing in like some underpass somewhere. Right? Every day.
Every day.
He goes boxing, right? But what was it you were training? What did you tell me you were training to this week?
God.
What music did you have on?
Oh my God. I have actually gone red, haven't I?
Yes.
Right.
It's hard to embarrass
I was working out and training and boxing. Oh my God. You're going to have to play a record after this. To the Rocky soundtrack.
To the Rocky soundtrack. He's bought, a CD which has got the best music from all of them. Now, was it Eye of the Tiger? Or was it...
It starts up with Eye of the Tiger. Then it goes, Hearts on Fire. That's me sort of right off my... Then it goes, dun, 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 dun,
Does any of your training with your trainer, does it ever involve you running through snow with a log chained to your back?
Yeah.
Like in Rocky
IV? I often have to help Russian peasants because their cart horse is falling over, but I lift it up. Whereas the other fella, he's training in a posh gym having injections. I'm not. I'm just breaking rocks and punching dead cows.
Where'd you get that from?
It's handy, wasn't it?
Put it on. No,
what is it?
That's the
thing. He can't hear because he's got his... Put your headphones on.
Why?
You'll love it.
Yeah.
That's magnificent.
Yeah.
That's now Ricky Gervais's theme tune.
Yeah.
Every time we start the show, we should just start with that.
Win, Ricky, win. Well, it's... time for the... I think people wait for this now. I never knew, really, since I was doing the show, that I actually had a bit of a knack for film reviews.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because...
I discovered talent.
I mean, I'll probably be asked soon by Brian Norman or Jonathan Ross to do something on that sort of thing, or maybe my own film. I don't know. TV or...
Clock's ticking. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah. Okay. This week, I've chosen...
Wait a minute. Let's play the jingle.
Okay. The film review and that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This week I've chosen My Left Foot.
Right.
Okay. Now, My Left Foot is a film about a bloke called Daniel Day-Lewis, who's all mental except for his left foot, right? And he has arguments. I can't remember. He has arguments with his dad, so I wasn't watching it properly. But even though... he's mental apart from the foot. He does stuff with the foot that we could do all over. And he uses that to his best. I think he might write a book or something, or paint. And the moral of this story is, even if you've only got a foot that works, you can still win prizes because it won the Oscar.
Okay. Am I right in saying that you're bringing a book out of these collected... maybe for the Christmas market?
I think I might.
Yeah. I see there's obvious
great
market
films
there.
Reviewed, sort of, it's a different outlook on it.
A different approach.
I don't just sort of stray.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an approach that doesn't really use grammar, which you don't see that often in film reviews. Once again, what would you give it out of 10?
I didn't really concentrate. I can't remember a lot about it, but it won an Oscar. So I think it won an Oscar or something. So 9.
Okay. Jolly good. Well, that was My Left Foot, which is probably available on sell-through video, maybe in a bargain bin, $5.99, probably on TV this Christmas. That's to be confirmed.
Eels, fresh feeding on XFM 104.9. It's going well, isn't it?
I'm enjoying it, yeah.
20 minutes to go. I think, you know, more of an up show. We've made some great hits and great songs today, haven't we? We've had some great features. A new feature. That film sounds good.
Looking forward to that.
That'll run and run.
Yeah.
A song for the, if there's any record companies out there that want to put out a compilation of my songs for lovers, yeah. That's good. Anyone who wants me to do a film, anything, any film you want.
Yeah, reviewed.
Yeah, reviewed, yeah.
Yeah.
I was finished the sentence.
Yeah, no, ideally. Because it was otherwise, it was anyone who wants me to do a film. Well, of course, being a top actor, you'd have probably appeared in a film.
Sure. Okay, yeah. And that...
Jolly good. Yeah,
okay. Well, apart from the great music we've got lined up, Steve, we've got, obviously, our regular features.
Sure.
We've got my classic film review.
Always looking forward to
that. That's already getting a little bit of, you know, attention.
From who?
Wow, just various people.
Go on, name some.
Wow. Can't name them by name or just.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what's that one? Oh, Scorsese.
Right.
You want me to talk about it? Yeah. One of those films.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You going to talk about one of his today?
Yeah. No.
What we've got like?
Spielberg.
Right.
I'm going to do a Spielberg film.
Okay.
We've got That Film Sounds Good.
Yeah.
Now, that's not my film review. That's where I take a track off a soundtrack of a classic film.
Yes.
And it's a great track. And I go, oh, that film sounds good.
Brilliant.
So,
yeah.
Because it sounds good. You see what I mean?
But please don't be confused and think that that's the film review. No. I hate people to think that.
No.
That's why I wouldn't want.
Yeah,
Were you going to do a film review as well later? We've still got that.
I could do a film review now because it's quite a big.
I thought you needed to prepare, but
No, it's quite a big film and I've seen it. And it is, you know, it's a great film. So okay. I hope I can do it justice because it's a very okay. Oh, this week,
what film is it going to be?
It's going to be Schindler's List.
Okay, and are you going to do a jingle for us?
Ricky's film review.
Okay,
this is a film by Steven Spielberg.
Yes,
and because it's in olden times, it's all black and white and that, except a coat that's red. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, it's about a bloke. Who's called Schindler, and because there were so many people we wanted to save, he had to make a list to get organised, and he tried to save as many as he could, and that you know he made him sort of not make the bullets properly on purpose because he you know, and in the end they gave him a ring. It's the same bloke who made E.T.
Okay, your review of Schindler's List.
Yeah.
And as ever, mark out of 10, please.
9, it was brilliant.
You really enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did the fact that it was 3 hours long bother you?
No.
No? Quite like
no.
that?
No.
Okay.
Watch some of it on Fast Forward.
Okay. Carl, have you seen Schindler's List?
No, I'm surprised they managed to get all that in 3 hours.
Amazing, isn't it? Would that encourage you to see the film?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, what would you give it a mark out of 10?
9.
You give it 9 as well. Okay, I'll tell you.
That red coat effect thing you're going about. That's sold it.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
Well, that was just a mistake, apparently.
Apparently. Probably just couldn't get all the colour out of it.
As I said before, if you've got a film that you'd like to have reviewed by Ricky Gervais, then email us, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk, and I'm sure he can.
Or even the people, but what about the ones who make the films? Like, you know, the ones that actually make the film, what are they called? Hollywood.
Yes.
If they want me to do one for that coming out to sort of give it a little bit of a boost. Yeah. You saw me give away the tickets, that was selling.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can sell your product and we make it look like it's all editorial, but really, if there's a little bit of money involved, I can probably give it a 9 out of 10 instead of 4 or something.
Rick, would you do that without having seen the film?
Yeah.
That's fine, because they could just tell you what was coming up. And then
if they said, this, give us a good review and here's 20 quid,
yeah.
If they go, there's no money in it, I'll probably give it a bad review.
Well, let's just try that. Rick, can I just try that? Because I mean, a lot of people listening won't be necessarily convinced. Lord of the Rings, let's imagine I've paid you now to review the forthcoming film, Lord of the Rings. What do you make of it?
This is a brilliant film.
Yep.
And even though it's all about wizards and that, and there's people in caves called gonads, with beards, probably Robbie Coltrane's in it because he's in the other one at the moment. And it's all swords and stuff, and there's some magic. But it is actually the Lord of the Rings, not just like, you know, just one of them. He's the Lord of it, and he's excellent in it.
So, right, mark out of 10?
9.
Again, very popular film for you, Carl. Less convinced by that one, maybe.
That doesn't sound as good as the other one.
Yeah, what are you going to give it? 7?
Mm. Still give it 9.
You still give it 9.
Excellent, because we're split it. We'll split the money.
Okay.
Excellent.
Good.
This is the eels. It's not the end of the world. Super furry animals.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
XFM 104.9.
Rick, you going to do your film review for us? We've got time for it, I think.
I'm not, no.
Why not?
I'm not going to do it anymore.
You're not going to do it anymore? No. You love it, don't you?
It's great, and I just think it's time, you know, I did a dozen, but I did all the films that I would give like 9 or, you know, 10 out of 10. For, I don't want to drop the standards.
Right.
I don't want to start doing films that are 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of film reviews go wrong.
Yeah, Ross being one of them.
Yeah, I've seen them go, oh, this is worth 7. Don't do it then.
Yeah.
If it's no good, don't do it.
No, it's yourself.
No.
Sure.
So
no more film reviews?
No.
Oh.
Until a great film comes out.
Sure. Okay.
Like Braveheart 2 or something.
Yeah.
Which would be 9 now.
Quite an eventful.
Yeah.
I'd have thought.
Yeah. Yeah. So 9 for that. In advance.
Rick.
That film.
Oh, now we come to the feature. We're carrying this over 2002 because it was such a great success.
Everyone's talking about it.
Do you remember I stopped my film reviews because I'm only doing films I like and I've done all the films I like. That's where other film reviewers fail.
Sure.
Because they review substandard films.
Exactly.
My average is still 9.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
And no one's beaten that. Not Barry Norman, not Jonathan Ross. No one's got an average of 9.5 out of 10 for the films they reviewed. So I'm keeping it there. I don't want to drop my standards.
Ooh.
However, that film sounds good. This is where I pick a classic track from a film that I might not have seen, right? But I like the song, I might go and see the film. This is Almost Famous.
The film was Almost Famous.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, right? But a song, now don't panic, Listen Without Prejudice. This is Elton John, but it's when he was good, okay? When he was a bright, funky, young, Brit glam star. Wonderful song. Wonderful tune, wonderful lyrics. It's Tiny Dancer. Now, it's time for our first regular feature of the day. That film sounds good.
That film sounds good.
I stopped the film reviews because I've done all the films that are 9 or 10 out of 10. I don't want to drop my standards.
Absolutely.
This is a feature where it's a soundtrack of a film where I like the single from it. I might want to see the film, might have seen the film. Today is our first request.
Right, interesting.
This is for Martin, who wants to hear... Live in the City by Stevie Wonder.
Genius.
And it's from Jungle Fever.
Let's hear it.
Well, I love the song.
It's
and I love the film. Living for the City.
Genius.
Stevie Wonder.
The man's
from
a god.
The film Jungle Fever.
Absolutely.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
Well, not to be confused with Living in the City, which I think is a Desiree track. So
now
never
you know,
do that.
Because you're a huge
but
Desiree fan.
We were grooving along to that. It's a great, not my favourite Stevie Wonder track. I actually, for He's Mr. Know-It-All. But
right.
a great track. Oh, Stevie Wonder's just fantastic anyway. And during that, we said, heads down, we're just like, you know, just enjoying the moment. We said, turn it up, didn't we? We liked it.
Yeah.
Carl, just halfway through, just looking at me, he's got a driving licence.
Yep.
I went, what? He went, he's got a driving licence. I went, yeah, just for his own land. I went, you don't need a driving licence for your own land. He went, you might be right. He said, who else is blind?
I remember hearing something. It was someone famous
right.
who shouldn't have a driving licence.
Well,
and they have. And I'm sure
a lot of people.
I'm sure it was someone who was blind. But you're right, it's a bit of an odd one.
Isn't it? No, but don't forget, this hasn't just happened, this is in your head. So you can't say that and go, isn't that weird? How did that happen? It's in your head, don't forget, at the moment. There is no proof
There's
of
no
this.
Proof of that.
You can't say something and then go, isn't that strange? You said it.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? We didn't just see something happen out the window.
Yeah.
You know, do you see what I'm saying? What's in your head and what happened and all that? What are you thinking?
I'm just thinking, who's that other fella?
Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Well, why would he have a driving licence? He's blind as well. I think it's the blind thing we've got a problem with. It's the idea of people who are blind driving cars that's maybe made us question that. I mean, Stevie may have a driving licence. I very much doubt that he's passed his test.
No.
He probably hasn't even... I mean, he could have done the theory one, maybe. But that's touchscreen.
And until Labradors actually are allowed on the Queen's Highway...
Exactly.
I don't think we'll see many blind people driving cars.
I might be wrong.
You might be, mightn't you?
Oh,
we hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
You might be wrong.
Could well be
wrong.
Well,
there's a start. I fancy a bit of Ed Hardcore about now.
Well, Rick, you've embarrassed yourself because his name's Hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just play the song, Carl. Just mop up this ugliness. Just to hear a song.
Okay,
Rick.
Right, it's 1:30 and... That film sounds good. Ooh, that film sounds
feature,
good.
Feature.
This is where I choose a song from a film that, oh, that film sounds good. See?
This is a film that me and Steve both love, and he saw it first and got me onto it and said I'd love it, and I did. It was Rushmore. It's a great film, and from it features one of my favourite artists of all time, The Wind by Cat Stevens. And this is off the first album I ever bought from Teaser and the Firecat. This is The Wind from Rushmore. That film sounds good.
Feature.
Cat Stevens, The Wind.
Elegant.
That's a beautiful song. The album is a superb album. It's seminal. It's just has some great songs on it. I feel like playing another one, maybe Song for the Lovers.
Maybe do it later,
Maybe I could do that, yeah. It's beautiful.
I have to say, I've seen the follow-up to Rushmore. Enjoy Rushmore, it's this new film, The Royal Tenenbaums, with amazing cast. Ben Stiller's in it, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Gene Hackman in his Golden Globe-winning performance.
Oh, yeah.
Same sort of thing as Rushmore, same kind of style, but a lovely sort of kind of family comedy. Absolute dynamite, and again, a brilliant soundtrack. Nico is on there, Drake, all kinds of treats. Forthcoming in the cinemas, Rick.
You say the follow-up, is it the
It's not a
director.
Sequel. It's the same director, same writer,
right.
Some of the same cast. Bill Murray makes another appearance. Same style.
Haven't the Swingers lot done another one?
They have. Their new film's Made, with the same Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn. Again, dynamite. Really good fun. Not as kind of perceptive as Swingers, but certainly as much fun.
Have you seen Swingers, Carl?
I think so. Is it the one where they've got a line in it, they've got a catchphrase in it, haven't they?
You're the money?
You're money?
No.
You're so money?
That's it, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I said, you're the money. You went, no. You went, you're so the money. You went, yeah.
Well, yours is from, what's his name?
Yeah, Jerry Maguire.
No, that's Show Me the Money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Anyway.
See, that was really articulate. We had, we did a feature. It linked into film. Steve loved films. He did a little, off the cuff review. Then it went into gobbledygook again.
Yeah.
I can't even say it.
You couldn't even say the word gobbledygook.
It's, yeah.